The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tonight the topic is more of how when we put everything together, and what we want to look at is the concept of a functional family. Ayatollah Makarem says, we need to do everything in our disposal as a community of believers to ensure that we can help the next generation especially facilitate an easy and an early and an accessible marriage, that they stay within the folds of Islam, that they stay within the boundaries of the followers of Ahlul Bayt. And unfortunately, many times I have seen, and I'm sure, again, not myself, but many others have also seen, that parents become the biggest obstacle in the lives of their children wanting to serve Allah. It's strange because as parents, we should always want the best for our children, especially as it relates to their connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We never, you know, wish bad or evil for our children. We want to see them not only excel and do good, but do better than us, that they become more educated than us, more financially stable than us, more spiritual than us, more equipped, more ready for the 12th Imam than us. But unfortunately, I've seen so many occasions where parents become the barriers and the impediments to their children to, you know, travel that path towards Allah. I remember a father years ago, he had three or four children. The mother, from what I remember, she had passed away of a terminal illness when the children were in their younger days. And as these brothers and sisters, siblings grew up, and they're at the age of marriage, 20, 25, 30, because the father was a so-called mullah, he was so-called religious, he had read a few books, didn't study, you know, in the house officially, but he was recognized as a good orator and a person who knew a bit about religion. Every time a possible suitor came to his son or daughter for marriage, without even asking about the person, inquiring about the akhlaq, the morality, he would take out the Quran and do the istikhara. And believe you me, every time, if the istikhara came out bad, he would be, well, look, Allah doesn't want this marriage to happen. I'm sorry, you can't marry my child. When it came out good, he would make up excuses for this reason and that reason. You know, this boy is not good, this girl is not good. Long story short, these children in their mid-30s, and they were not married. And those that did get married, they were marrying girls of the Canadian society who were not Muslims, and they didn't convert. Why? Not because they didn't want to get married to a righteous Muslim, Shia. No, their father was the barrier there, right? We've unfortunately taken this istikhara culture and taken it to an extreme, which is an entirely different topic. I don't want to get into it. But we've so abused and misused istikhara that I've seen people that they won't even cross the street without getting an istikhara done. Like, come on, where is your intellect? Where is your brain? God gave you a brain. Do you ever see the Prophet or the Imams using istikhara? Did Imam Hussein say, well, let me do an istikhara before I go to Karbala. Maybe it might come out good and bad and I should change my plans and go to somewhere else? No, but we've unfortunately, some of us have become so habituated to the istikhara, right, that we can't even think. Now, I don't mean to say that they have no benefit. No, istikhara has benefit. It has usage. When we know the usage of it, when we know the steps that we follow which precede it if we have to do it, but we don't say that, okay, you know, somebody has come to propose to my daughter, so I won't investigate into his background or his bio or who he is. I'll just do the istikhara and blindly accept it. I've seen that happen, And I've seen that husband who was married through a good istikhara again be verbally abusive to his wife. And she asks her parents or her mother and father, her siblings, right? The istikhara came out good. My husband is abusing me. Where is the goodness in my marriage today? Right? As if Allah, na'udhu billah, has brought this turmoil on her head because it came out so-called good. Well, what does that good mean? What does bad mean, right? This is, a different topic altogether. But we have to recognize, brothers and sisters, that Allah can never be used as a scapegoat when it comes to issues, especially like that of marriage. So one of the best things, and I'll move on with this, is that when we have communities where we have matchmakers, and I've seen this in many of our communities, there'll be an uncle or an auntie in the community that she knows the girls, maybe her husband knows the boys in the community, and they will talk and things will get done. This is how many marriages have happened. And you know, we have multiple ahadith that speak about this method. Right? It's not just, you know, modern technology and you have an app like Shia Match and you can find your life partner on an application or a website. No, we have direct hadith about people being intermediaries. So for example, we have a hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. In which he's quoted as saying, أَفْضَلُ الشَّفَاعَاتِ أَن تَشْفَعَ بَيْنَ اثْنَيْن فِي النِّكَاحِ حَتَّى يَجْمَعَ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا. The best of intercessors is the intercession done between two people, meaning a man and a woman, to facilitate a marriage until Allah allows or facilitates that marriage to take place. Imam Ali says the best form of shafa'at, of interceding, of being an intermediary, is when you act as that facilitator to find a match in your community. Right? It's the best form of intermediating, of helping in the community. And the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. He takes it a step further in a hadith, and when he was asked about this action of somebody who becomes a matchmaker, a facilitator of marriage in a community, he said the following. He said, for every physical step, every khutwa that a person takes to help a man and a woman get married, to mediate and to kind of pair them up, or every word that they say in this regard, they're given the reward equivalent to 1 year of worship. 1 year of worship as if you stayed awake all day fasting and you spent the entire night standing in ibadat. Can you imagine, brothers and sisters, in order to get a young man and a young woman together, it's not going to be one phone call. It's going to be multiple calls or text messages or, you know, things going back and forth. How many thousands of words you would say? How many times you'll drive back and forth, maybe go to see the girl, go to see her family, go to the boy's family, maybe arrange for a chaperone meeting in a restaurant or a cafe. You'll maybe drive hundreds of kilometers, thousands of steps you'd have taken. And if you have your smartwatch on, you can count every step you've taken to calculate your thawab. For every step, for every word, it's 1 year of worship you're getting the reward of. Right, so as a community, we have to recognize that Islam has given us, again, ways to make it through these opportunities. They're not challenges, they're opportunities, right? And we have the teachings as we've been going through these last nights. Islam has given us practical steps to, you know, counter any episode we come across in our life. We have to just go to the source and go to the city of knowledge, go to the door of the city of knowledge, go to Amir al-Mu'mineen and the family of Ali and the Prophet and the Quran, and we will get the guidance that we so dearly deserve.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.